Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, I got my little boy Alex next to me.
What's up?
Oh my God, you're just going to be like that.
You can't.
Hi. Be more excitable, brother.
What's up, Brim?
That's what I'm talking about.
How you doing?
Alex!
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, first
doing
of all,
good.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Yes,
just want to say
pride.
Happy Pride.
I got the rainbow shoes.
There we go. All right, good. There we go. What do you call it? I just want to say, on the LI audit scene, number 116, we're getting it on today. We got a couple of guests in studio.
We do. We have some people.
But before we invite them on, I have to do the normal, the regular, the everyday thing. As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditional Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret, by Bayer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
Yeah, now it's on there
it.
Now.
I love it.
It's on there forever.
So, what do you call it? I got a call this past week. Super stoked. What do you call it? My buddy is in from London, who I haven't seen in a couple of years because
okay.
of COVID and all this other crap. So you guys know him as one of the original Red Power Rangers. I know him as Steve Cardenas. Welcome to the show, brother!
Yo, yo.
What's up?
Konnichiwa, twitches. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Dude, I got to say, that intro has more innuendos in it. That's like everything is like, oh, more brim than you can handle to the rim job.
Because
it's hilarious.
You know, because you know, you got to put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Fill it to the rim with brim.
Fill it to the rim with brim.
Always. Remember that commercial, bro? That's
old school. You're dating us.
I know. Yeah, we're the same age. So I know. Fill it to the rim with brim.
We also have one of Steve's friends, who's now a friend of Brim. What do you call it? Who is in here today? We're not going to say his real name because you just can't know that. I am going to call him Citizen Z. All right,
we're going to see
Citizen Z. That's your new name.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
From Long Island Audit. What do you call it? He is a YouTuber, over 20,000 subscribers on YouTube. That's got to give some nods to the hats there. So congratulations on that. Over a million something views, right?
Yeah. Totally on TikTok and YouTube, about like 15 million total.
Insane.
That's nice. That's awesome.
That's
nothing to shake a stick at.
And he just started in March.
In March, yeah.
So
brand new to the scene.
Which is crazy. And you've had quite your fair share of issues with the law, which we will talk about.
Okay.
What do you call it? But, you know, I want to put it out there, guys. So, you know, Steve, you know, said to me, he goes, Brim, I've got a friend. He's doing this stuff. It's called Long Island Audit. He's right there by you, Brim. And he goes, I really think that this would be of interest to you. And I was like, well, I want to know more. What are you talking about?
Is your channel like Audit the Audit, if you know who that is?
I was just featured on Audit the Audit today.
That's awesome.
He was just featured on Audit the Audit.
I watch some of the videos.
Okay,
they're cool.
Go. You know. There you
yeah,
go.
I know.
So
he's
one of the people that do the auditing. And
yeah,
that
that's sick.
The commentary
he just picked
guy.
Up my show today, Audit the Audit. He
oh, that's pretty sick.
One of my videos today. Was
I'm going to have to check it out on YouTube and see it.
He got an A-.
I got an A-.
Spoiler alert.
So what do you call it? So now what I want you to do is I want you to give us an overview, all right, Citizen Z, of the YouTube channel and what you do. But we've got to make it, you know, sexy. So here we go. Go ahead.
Oh man. Really? So this is crazy. All right, so basically, you know, First Amendment auditor, they just, you know, we stand up for the First Amendment. And we stand up for our rights. And so what we do is we go out and we film in public and, you know, we exercise our rights. Me personally, I do it in a peaceful, respectful manner. And I really don't like to, you know, cause too much problems. I try, but I am very firm in standing up for my rights. And, you know, people like to see that. And it's good because we want to affect change and we want to be able to exercise our rights peacefully and without hindrance from any police officers or law enforcement
right.
or public officials or anything like that, you know.
Nice.
There
nice.
We go. Yeah. Nice.
I like that.
I think it is an important. It's important to point out too. You know, it's like, you know, I think if anyone, you know, has ever had any kind of encounters with the police tend to make you nervous sometimes, even if you know you're not doing anything wrong. You know.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, they take that and use that to your advantage. advantage, you know what I mean? And they try to push the edge, you know, of like, hey, so where are you coming from? Where are you going? Let me see your ID. You know, you look a little suspicious. Can I get a look at your ID? Can I check your pockets real quick? You know, and they just little by little try to infringe on things. And, you know, most citizens, they just don't want to get in trouble. So they're just like, okay, here's my ID. Here, whatever you need. And they just sort of take it, you know. But the thing is that...
Idiot!
The thing is that if you... are willing to assert yourself a little bit, and you know that your rights, and you know what you're not, you know what laws that are not allowed to break, then you know that you can usually get them to back down a little bit, and it's more of like an informative way to get people to learn how to learn what their rights are, you know,
right.
So that if they ever get encountered, they know how to kind of like fight back a little bit, you know, not necessarily that you want to fight them, but it's just, you know, you just need to let them
Well, you need to know your rights.
Yeah,
you need to know your rights anyway. Right. You need to know your rights. You need to know what you're, you know, as a United States citizen, what you're entitled to and you know, what you have to say and what you don't have to say.
Right.
And you know, what's very interesting about a lot of these videos, and I've watched when Steve said, you know, oh my God, you got to check out Citizen Z. I was like, all right, you know, let me check it out. But I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. You know, I've seen these videos before, and you know, one of the biggest things is teaching people, you know, hey, this is, you don't have to, you know, give them your ID. You don't have to, you know,
just immediately
let
bow
them
down.
Let them check your car. Matter of fact, you know, if it's a sour cop, you might have an issue if you let them check your car.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's very important to, you know, to be able to know your rights. And here's the thing, and you guys, everybody who listens, you guys know I'm not against the cops, and neither is Citizen Z. You know what I mean?
At all.
And the positive is that, you know, he's kind of giving you a look at not just the bad ones, but he's giving you a look at the good ones as well, which I liked that swing on it, because some people are just antagonizing just to antagonize and try to get the worst out of the cops. And that's not cool. But you kind of do it in a very respectful way, which I appreciate.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
I try anyway. You know?
Yeah. Well, sometimes
I'm human.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with Beavis and Butthead, yeah. You know what I mean? Like I've actually sat and watched a few of the videos, and I had seen one of the videos prior. And what do you call it? At the end of the day, you know, I'm looking at these, and some of these dopes, you know, they're trying to like push up on you and try to be intimidating. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? You know, that's not your job. Your job is not to try to intimidate the public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your job is to defuse the situation.
De-escalate. They have training to de-escalate,
right?
And they never use it. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, de-escalation would save a lot of police officers and citizens' lives, because you know, you go in there escalating, you know, anything could happen to the police officer or the citizen involved in the encounter. You know, that's why they teach it. It's very important.
And the problem here is that they only make themselves look like jackasses. It's like almost every time. It's like, because you've got that one, you know, cowboy cop that's like, whoo, no, there's no way you're going to be in my land. I'm going to come over there and shoot you through the tumbleweeds. And no, screw that, bro. Like, you know, you stick up for yourself, and that's cool. I definitely wanted to touch on this one little freaking frog of a man that what do you call it, that you guys did. You know, you got to watch this one, Alex. Is this dude, and I hope he's listening, because I'd be happy to have a conversation with him, not on air, because I wouldn't give him that publicity, but I'd love to slap him around a little bit. So talk about what happened in that one.
Okay, so basically I was in Southampton,
okay,
here on Long Island, and I was filming in the town hall, and I was asking questions on what services that they provide in each department and stuff like that. And they didn't like that. They didn't like that I was filming, so they called the police. And
mind you, that it is a constitutionally protected activity to film in public.
Right.
And
it's
even backed by the FBI and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. They've put out mandates that say you can film in these type of buildings, any federal buildings. You can film any public areas, foyers, all that stuff. You just can't go into restricted areas.
Right.
But you can film. And so the thing is that the people are supposed to know this, especially the people that work there, and especially the people that are, you know, are hired to enforce the law are all supposed to know this, but it's so crazy how a lot of them don't. So he'll go into a place and then they get upset and then that's when things kick off.
Yep.
So what happened then?
So hold on. So why don't we do this? Let's come back to the story because we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And hold on 1 second, guys. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brimskin, and we were talking about some stupid code enforcement guy, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So basically, I was filming in Southampton Town Hall, and they told me, hey, what are you filming for? And I said, hey, I'm just gathering content for a story, and they don't like to hear that. But so they called the police on me, and in this town hall, it's very peculiar that you're supposed to give your ID when you enter the building, which is basically surrendering your Fourth Amendment right, you know, of search and seizure mm-hmm. of your identification. So, you know, I didn't provide any ID. I did give them my first name to try and be, you know, a little bit agreeable with them,
right?
You know, for COVID purposes or whatever. But, you know, they called the police anyway on me once they knew that I was just there to film. And Southampton Town Police responded. And they were very nice, and you know, they were actually explaining
yeah.
to the public employees of Town Hall, hey, listen, we understand that you feel uncomfortable. We understand all these different aspects of everything that the concerns you bring, but he's in public and he has a right to film.
Right.
And I was like, wow, this is a great audit.
Wow.
I'm very excited. These guys are, you know,
actually
they're standing
up for him.
Yeah, they're honoring their oath to the Constitution because they mm-hmm. take an oath. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not, you know, they're taking an oath to something. You know, you can't break that. If I took an oath, I would take it very seriously. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you know, I expect them to do that. So they were doing that, and everything's cool. And then this little midget code enforcement guy runs up, and I thought
he was like
midget.
A mall cop for the town hall.
Yeah, basically, he comes in out of nowhere.
I hate your stinking guts.
Straight out of left field, and he comes in and he's like, I thought he was an officer. I didn't know. I wasn't really paying too much attention to him. I couldn't really see his belt. Like I said, he's real short, and I'm a
right.
pretty tall guy. So, you know, I was like, officer, what's your name and badge number? He's like, I'm not an officer. I'm code enforcement. And I was like, so what? I was like, skirt.
Funny.
And I turned around. Skirt. And I started talking to him. I'm like, well, you're not even a real cop. And he's like, well, I'm security here for the town hall. And, you know, I need your ID. And I'm like, dude, you're not getting my ID.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not leaving. I'm like, these officers behind me aren't even getting my ID, let alone you. You're not going to get it. And he's like, let me see your ID, man. Let me see your ID.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, come on, bro. Like, I'm not giving you my ID. Just relax. De-escalate. And he's like going crazy or whatever. And then eventually, you know, he's like, I'm about to try and walk past him, and he keeps just getting in my way, and he's like, and if you touch me, man, you guys gotta see it. But it's when you
touch
watch
me, it's
amazing.
On.
Yeah, you touch me, it's on. Game over.
No. I would have whooped his little ass in like 0.2 seconds, and the cops would have had to drag me away. That's why I couldn't ever go on one of those
exactly,
things.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
Like I could never, because I see. Here's the thing. Like if you see, and I respect good police. I respect good police work.
I
respect good policemen and women, and you know, we need them, and they do, you know, when they're working and they're doing what they're supposed to do, they're fantastic.
Protecting and serving.
And they are protecting and they're serving. When they do something that they shouldn't be doing, that's when I have an issue. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, a few bad apples do spoil the bunch. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know what I mean? Because then all of a sudden everybody feels that all police are awful. But that's not the case, you know.
At all.
But there are way too many out there that they don't even know the laws that they're supposed to be, you know.
It's shocking. Yeah. It's really terrifying. You're carrying a gun and a badge, and you're carrying authority over people, which is fine, but you don't even know your job. You don't even know,
right.
You know, that's shocking. It's like, oh, I'm just going to arrest this citizen. And what happens in the long run, Brim, is that they wind up costing us, the taxpayers, money.
Yeah.
Because you get illegally arrested, and it doesn't come, they have qualified immunity. So that you can't sue them directly. Mm-hmm. You have to sue the city, the township.
Unless they touch you, right?
Or, it's qualified immunity. So what that means is basically like, if they're intentionally violating your rights, you can do it. But it has to go before a judge, and a judge has to take away their immunity. And 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen, even if it is intentional. But what happens is the taxpayers wind up footing the bill, and that's why your taxes are getting raised, because, you know, they're violating rights because they're ignorant of the law, and you wind up getting, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money in a lawsuit. And, you know, it's sad.
The auditor, he might get paid for the violation, right?
Right, right.
But really, who has to pay is it's the citizens. They got to pay because the city is the taxes are funded by the people.
Yeah.
So the people are actually footing the bill for it, like he said. But the cop generally tends to just get a slap on the wrist about it. You know what I mean? Maybe he gets suspended for 10 days or something.
Yeah, with
like
pay.
That. With pay sometimes. Or yeah, exactly. So it's like that's the thing about qualified immunity. They can't get touched. So if qualified immunity were to disappear in a sense, now all of a sudden the cop is on the hook for it. Now they're going to think twice before they decide, can I search your car?
Yeah.
Because now it's like, hey, if I search this guy's car, he could end up taking my house and car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe they'll think twice about it, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
So honestly, I think all of my issue with all of with whenever I see, you know, there's these types of cops out there that are going to kind of ruin it for everybody else in a sense, because if it ever happens that nationwide qualified immunity is no longer a thing, you know what? There's a lot of cops that are probably going to be like finally standing up and saying, I'm not going to back my partner here because I know he's wrong right now. I usually just kind of let it go because I know no one was going to get in real trouble, you know, and I don't want to alienate myself from the rest of my force. But if this guy's going to, if I'm on the hook all of a sudden, I'm not going to let you do that to him, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to get in trouble too, you know?
Yeah.
And it's maybe at that point people will start chilling out. Yeah.
Well,
who knows?
Most of the time, that didn't happen.
We made this one up. It's a made-up tip. It's a total fabrication.
Qualified immunity was supposed to be in place.
This one was invented by a writer. Not this time.
I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, okay. So qualified immunity was supposed to serve a purpose. You know, last-minute police decisions.
Right.
You know, do I do this? Do I do that? You know, where they don't have time to really think about it or analyze the situation in any way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so that way, just in case they made a mistake, they don't have to have that in the back of their mind. Like, oh my God, if I do this, I can lose my house, my car and my money in my bank account for a last minute split decision. But when you're knowingly, you know, violating somebody's rights that, you know, is just exercising them, they're there for a reason. Like people are like, oh, just comply, obey. You know, right. Hey, we were given the rights for a reason. If we start to forget why we have these rights, you know, right. They're going to disappear. I always like to say, if you don't, they're like our muscles. If you don't exercise them, they're going to wither away and they're going to go away.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call it? Now, here's the thing. Now, and again, I am not against what you're doing and so forth. So just let's make sure we keep that in the know. What do you call it?
Here it comes.
You're freaking antagonizing them. You do. And it's maybe you not as bad as other people.
Yeah.
All right. You are, like I said, you're very respectful about it. But essentially, it's antagonizing. It's kind of like, listen, I know I can do this because it's in my rights, so I'm doing it just to get a rise out of you or see if I get a rise out of you.
Exactly.
Because and this in their psyche, might be like, well, this guy's challenging me.
Yep.
And I understand where they can get a little bit heated. They still should follow the law. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm saying?
That's the whole point of it right. all, I think, Brim.
You know and you know mean? I'm not attacking.
Yeah, right. No. But I would say that it's, you know, a little bit antagonistic towards the police. But, you know, my response to that would only be, you know, I'm a grown man. I accept all consequences and all repercussions for my actions.
Right.
And I am in control of me. Just because somebody, you know, does something to me or offends me in some way, I am in control of my actions at all times. So that I like to hold that to the
police.
Why
can't they be?
Yeah, exactly. So why can't they be?
Not me.
Exactly. And that's why you don't do what I do.
I'm old school, bro. I'm old school.
So what I'm saying is basically like, okay, even if I am antagonizing you, you are in control of your own. You could just say, hey, listen, I know what you're trying to do here, buddy. It ain't going to work on me. Have a nice day. What video would I have then? What video would I have if he's just like, hey, you know what? I know what you're trying to do here. You're an asshole. Right. I'm gonna skirt. See
ya. The cops need to be able to handle those types of situations. And if they can't, they shouldn't be police officers in the first place.
Just like any informative platform, though, you need some kind of way to sell it. You need to set a way to sensationalize it a little bit in order to get the education out. That's
too.
The key.
Fair enough.
What I mean? So it's like,
Steve's doing his homework.
But I'm doing a lot of homework.
It's true. I mean, if you think about it, again, I'm not trying to advocate either way, you know, other than I think there are people that push it too far.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And
on both sides.
On both sides,
But we don't have the guns.
But exactly.
Agreed.
most people don't have the guns, and most people in general also don't know what their rights are.
Agreed.
So a lot of times cops are just counting on that. They count on you not knowing your rights. So then when they pull you over, they say, "Can I search your car?" You're supposed to say, "Hell no, I'm not gonna."
No.
For that. But the problem is, most people are just scared because they don't want to get a ticket, so they just comply.
Cops
get used to that type of thing.
And then when you don't comply,
somebody stands up and doesn't comply, then they get pissed off. And it's like, don't be a little kid. Don't be a child about it. You know, just accept that this is your job sometimes, and sometimes you're going to hit turbulence.
They'll get a dog, though,
the pilot's just going to give up because he hit turbulence. Oh,
it doesn't matter, almost.
Yeah, because if you're just exercising your rights, like, you can't get mad at me for exercising your rights.
Yeah, let's do it. I got this. Steve's like, oh, no, it's 10 minutes. No, I got it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more WBS.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8. The club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma. Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin. So, so now here I've got a. I guess it's an off question for you because it's not about what you're doing or what you do. But what do you? How do you feel about? Because New York, you're Long Island, so you're a guy
born
like
and raised
me,
Long Island.
Long Island guys, you know. What do you think about the red light cameras?
Oh, I think it's the biggest scam in history.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, I hate
it is the
them.
Biggest scam yeah. in history. I mean, what do you do? What are they doing with all of that? There are millions and millions and yeah. millions and millions of dollars. What do you do with that? Because our roads yeah. are still like our roads are still shit.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Like,
awful.
I don't understand. It's definitely the biggest scam.
I'll tell you where it's going. 100%. It's going to pay out their settlements for all the crap they're pulling.
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. It's definitely not going to the roads. And I could understand like if it went to the roads, like if it's like this is how we're going to keep your roads perfectly,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
perfectly with no potholes or anything like that. It served a purpose, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know where the money goes. Who know, really knows
you know
where
it's
that
a third
goes.
Party company that does the cameras.
Yeah, they
right?
get a cut. Yeah, and they get a cut.
No, they get they get even more than a cut. It's in the contract. So somebody got the contract because somebody was actually fighting the cameras and like trying to say that it's illegal.
Yeah,
because
that,
like
that dude, yeah.
Like you can't like sue the cameras. Like who's your accuser?
Yeah.
Like, so what is it? If a traffic stop does not perform to the company's liking at a specific like period during the day, then the town has to pay them like $1,000 or like a few thousand dollars because that red light camera underperformed.
Wow.
It didn't catch enough people.
And who's to say that they're not changing the times on the they're making this one's not doing too good. Let's make it turn red a little bit faster, like
yeah.
a half a millisecond faster.
Yeah.
I know there's definitely one by my old job that turned red so fast, abnormally
yeah.
fast, and there was a light there, and
yeah.
I knew because it's right around my job. We used to go around all the time. I knew so many people getting multiple tickets there, multiple tickets.
The town would do that because it costs the town money if the camera underperforms during rush hour.
How is that not corruption?
It's corrupt.
It is corruption.
It's corrupt.
How is
that
not
like
corruption?
Straight racketeering.
That's why I love the red light guy. He went around with like a long pole and he just
yeah,
pointed
he
the
arrested.
Cameras towards
yeah,
the air. I know
guy.
He got arrested
yeah,
he
got
several
arrested.
Times.
Yeah. Well, because he was touching the public property he shouldn't have touched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know why he was doing it and I kind of applauded it like silently.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
true.
I applaud
but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, all right, well, you kind of did something you shouldn't have done.
Yeah. I'm all about not breaking the laws, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't break the law.
Yeah, but you
don't want to break the law.
You can't get ticket. I think they proved that you can't get ticketed by a third party company because it's not a police officer giving you a ticket.
Yeah, how do they have the authority?
They don't.
Yeah.
I think the courts proved that they don't have the authority to
I would like my $1,000 back, please.
But yeah. I think it can go on your credit score, but I don't think that they can hold it accountable.
No, what they can
against...
do, what happened, my mother, she racked up a whole bunch. My mother, she's older, she just
yeah.
turned 70, and you know, she doesn't even really even, you know, she didn't even notice, and she just got the letters in the mail, and she ended up not paying them. And then $4,000 later,
no.
what they did was they suspended my mother's registration. They can't go after you personally
mm-hmm.
because there's no proof you were driving the car.
Right.
So what they do is they suspend your
registration
oh,
on
God.
That car.
That
and now my mother, unbeknownst to her, my mom's no criminal. There's nothing, you know, she's just a woman trying to work and live in Long Island.
And
yeah.
this is why you started the freaking YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, I hate injustice. Brim, I hate injustice.
Is that why you started
No,
it?
I hate... That and other reasons, like
right.
you know, just seeing what happened, you know, to George Floyd, or
right.
just the
yeah.
blatant injustice that's happening,
right,
and
right,
the
right.
media, unless you get killed
right.
On camera, they're not going to cover it.
Right,
they
no,
don't
no.
care.
No,
so
they don't.
There, you, it needs to be sensationalized, and
yeah.
you know, it's sad to me. So I was like, let me start my own, and you know, I'll be my own media, and I'll expose
yeah.
injustice. And
yeah,
anybody
yeah.
who has an injustice can always come to me and email me, and you know, I'll cover it, no matter
yeah.
what it is. I'll investigate. It myself
I mean,
and cover
that
it.
Is one of the things in the First Amendment. Everybody thinks First Amendment is just freedom of speech, but it's not. It's freedom of religion. It's freedom of press.
Press
for me,
yeah.
it's freedom to redress your government and grievances against your government. You know what I mean? And these are the things that everybody else forgets about.
Yeah.
So First Amendment on. Okay, what? You coming here to mouth off? You want to speak? You know what I mean? It's like, no, it's freedom of the press. Well, where's your press pass?
Yeah.
Press is not a job. It is an idea. You know, and that's what the First Amendment is about, you know? So
yeah.
it's like people just don't get it, you know? They think you have to have a press pass to be the press. The press is just a collective, you know, of people informing and basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Disseminating to the public that information,
exactly.
you know? Public information.
So what do you call it? So, okay. Now, here's the, and if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to talk about it, and we could just clip it. But what do you call it? You went out. You went out with him the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, are you okay talking about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
okay.
mean, I'm not making it like I don't want to like the whole world to know yet because I'm trying to maybe think about
don't,
do some kind of a project. So
don't,
I'm just
don't
kinda,
talk about
no,
the
no,
project.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. But what I did was I wanted to go see one of these for myself just because I find these First Amendment audits interesting and I
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
you kind of dive into these YouTube rabbit holes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, damn it,
I know exactly what
you
mean. You
know what I mean? So anyways, but I found it interesting and I knew there was a guy. that in Long Island that was due, and I reached out to him and I said, hey, would you be willing to let me come on one of these like a ride along with you? So
right.
you know, mm-hmm. like some people go on a ride along with the police. I wanted to go on a ride along with the audits, you know. And so we hit up we went around the area here and we hit up about 3 or 4 police stations and we hit up a public library so we could just see if there was anybody that would feel uncomfortable. And I think maybe there was a couple of people that kind of felt uncomfortable. But for the most part, and this is a good thing, is people, it's catching on. People are starting to see what these guys are doing, and they're starting to actually respect their right to do it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? They might not necessarily like it, but they're not telling them that he can't do it. So we went in, and we went to the police station. We filmed inside. We're watching the sergeant do his work. We're watching the lady behind the desk do her work. We're filming into the police cars, like right in the windows, and right there, and we're parked in the parking lot together, and right. we're just walking through the parking lots, checking out the mechanicals back bay and everything. And, you know, for the most part, nobody said anything.
It was
and,
a very quiet
you know,
day.
And I mean, it was
like,
a very
oh my
quiet
God,
day.
That's
so,
Rocky, the Red Ranger.
No, I don't think anybody knew who I was at all, you know? But, I mean, the thing is like, it was interesting, you know? I was fully prepared for just whatever was going to come our way, you know? I didn't have any expectations in any way. But I was pleasantly surprised because when you watch all these videos, you just sort of start to get this idea, this narrative that all the cops are doing this to everybody that goes up and sticks a camera next to them.
Right.
And they don't. You know what right. I mean? So
and
it's
that's
important
good.
To understand. Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
good.
It's important to understand
100%.
That you know, that good cops need to be highlighted as well. And so everyone that was cool to us and kind and cordial and everything like that, I hats off to them for sure. You know what I mean? Because I was fully expecting someone to give us some and
yeah.
nobody did. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I was appreciative of that. And that's cool. You know, on a note of wanting to experience that live, when you get your heart pumping when they kind of get at you, you know?
Yeah.
From that point of it, I was a little disappointed that it didn't happen, but all in all, the audit itself, it was an amazing experience, and I just wanted to go out there just to say that I saw it once and I did it once, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it also kind of emboldens you a little bit though too, because it's like, you know, you really can stand up for your rights. It's not just you're watching it on a screen, you know, and you're like, oh wow, I wish I
yeah.
could do that. You know, you can do it too. You just, you know, maybe you don't monetize it, but you can just,
right.
you know, but you can stand up for your rights and yeah. feel good about knowing that you got tested and you stood up for yourself. And that's a big thing I try to teach people anyway in martial arts and all that stuff, you know?
What's your worst interaction, Long Island audit?
So I had 2 really bad ones. The worst one was probably that was covered by Audit the Audit.
And, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy pulled a freaking taser on him.
That wasn't Long Island.
Oh, God.
That was Long Island.
No, that was actually in Harford County, Maryland.
Okay, so
I was out there on vacation, and I saw a traffic stop, and this African-American guy, he was outside of the car, and I was like, hey, you know, there's a sidewalk right here. I'm just going to start filming, you know, hold them accountable, transparency.
Right.
So basically, I went over there, parked at like a 7-Eleven, went across the street, started filming the traffic stop, and mm-hmm. before I could even reach there, the officer left what he was doing, his traffic stop, and approached me and said, can I help you? And I'm not screaming across, you know, a distance of like 50
right.
feet with you. So I walked up to him and I said, what's your name? And back up immediately, back up, back up, pulls out his taser,
oh,
points
my
it right
God.
At me. I'm like, you're going to tase me? I'm just filming. Like, you're going to tase me? And he's like, back up, back up. I take a couple steps back and he's like, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. And what ended up happening was he arrested me for hindering. I don't know how I hindered his traffic
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, he approached you.
You know, it's just a war on cameras, people with cameras,
yeah.
you know. And what if they would have done that to the people who were filming George Floyd? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We would have never got that angle. We would have never seen George Floyd's neck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're under arrest because you're filming. For
that's
what?
Crazy.
You know, and it, you know.
Did you take them to court for that one?
So I have court in July. It hasn't,
okay.
I haven't gone to court yet. Hopefully they do the right thing and drop the charges and, you know. And that will be that. But, you know, we'll see what happens because they're, you know, the corruption, they're always, you know, it's more than just the police. It's the district attorney. It's the politicians,
right.
the judges. So you need everything to be in one place. They all work together
right.
to try and violate your rights. And, you know, I just hope that they do the right thing this time. And like
yeah.
I
yeah.
said, you know,
but
see what happens.
I don't know. And again, I'm not a political person, but I believe I was taught in school when I was taught about the Bill of Rights and all of the, you know, the different branches of government. Branches is the main word, executive, judicial, and the
legislative.
Legislative, thank you. You know, they are three branches. They're supposed to be separate. They're not supposed
checks and balances.
They're separate to keep checks and balances, not work together. So I find that a little frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, listen, guys, that's about all the time we have for WBS. I'm super, super thrilled that you guys were here with me tonight. What do you call it, Steve?
Hey,
you know,
brother.
I love you, brother.
Good to see you, man.
Make sure you hit up Long Island Audits on YouTube, TikTok, all that jazz. And, of course, Mr. Steve Cardenas. Hit him up on all social media. And
that's Steve Cardenas PR.
There you go. Steve Cardenas PR. What do you call it? As always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And as always, we'll see you next week.